要配得上你所蒙的护照。Let us think about what it means to be worthy of our calling. 我们来思想什么叫做配上我们所蒙的护照。Since the calling we see in Ephesians is not only for a few but for all, 因为这个护照真正的不是只是给特别几位，不管是传道或者执事或者长老或者宣教。Because it's not only for the few, it's for every one of us.我上一次讲过了，这个蒙召这不是只是为一些特别的弟兄姐妹们，是全部的基督徒都有这个蒙召。It's for every single believer. I'll try to explain. 我会尽量的解释为什么我这样说。There is a lawyer who became a judge recently. I'm not talking about Kavanaugh. Some people say he's not worthy to be a judge.有一个律师最近被选上做一个法官，有些人说他不配的做法官。我不是讲刚刚在选上的那个高法院的那个 Kavanaugh， it is someone else. He had 28 traffic tickets before they elected him to be judge. 他有收到28个ticket， 就是罚单，在开车的时候，这里你可以看见哈。这是一个短短的记录，看他开得多快。This is just a short record that they dug up when he was called to the bench to be a judge in the Ninth Circuit. 他开车是那个灰色的，是那个速度。The gray represents the speed limit, and the red is how much he exceeded the speed limit. 所以在这个25 mile 的地方，他开到50。在这个35的开到50，在这个75，好像我们的75路，他不甘愿还要开到90。So you see, all of these show the excess that he was in, some in school zones and all that. The gray is the speed limit, and the red is how much he exceeded. He's gotten tickets for disobeying traffic lights and not stopping, turning without a signal, not wearing seat belts. 他也是不。他闯红灯，他不带那个安全带 ，not carrying proof of insurance， 他车里面没有一个保险的一个证明，他有保险哦。He skipped auto inspection， 他没有把他的车带去 registration 给政府去 inspect。He did not register his car， 他没有登记。And he's been cited on his boat as well， 他连开船都犯错很多。都被那些海上的警察也罚过很多票。In some cases, he fought the law and he won. 因为他是律师，很多时候他上到法庭，他都赢了，他都除掉不需要配这个罚款哈。So 有一个 retired judge, there's a retired judge who found out about his being called to the bench. 有一个退休的法官听见他被选上的时候，他就说 ，We hope the person who's wearing the robe is going to follow the law. 我希望那些戴这个法官的这个袍的人呢，能够守规矩。我用这个比喻是真的，在 Wall Street Journal 报告的哦，这个是一个真的一个记录。This is a true record that was just in the Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago， 只有两个礼拜之前。Why do I use this story？ 为什么我用这个？因为他不配得他的 calling， 因为他不应该做一个法官。Because he doesn't deserve to be a judge if he can't obey the law。And he said to himself， I have more understanding of repeat offenders。他说我这样更了解那些再犯错人，我可以怜悯他们。这个是很 it's a lame excuse， 这个是一个很愚昧的一个借口，因为他不能够犯这么多次。他在他的本州是 Idaho， he lives in Idaho， he's broken all the records there， 他打破记录，没有人收过这么多的，20年有28个票。 In 20 years he had 28 tickets。 His name is Mr. Ryan NelsonHe was going 77 in a 35 mile per hour zone. 在一个35速度的地方，他走到77 mile per hour. 有一次，他因为被抓没有 license. One time he was caught driving without a license. 所以他回到那个 DMV 那个 motor vehicle 的 department. 他回到那个政府的申请那个一个新的 license. 他就申请到一个新的执照。He got a new driver's license.On the way home, he broke the speed limit again. 拿到那个新的执照，开车回家，同样的地方又被警察抓，这是没有救的一个人。So we can see in Ephesians chapter 4 that we're staying in right now, Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you've been called by God. 我们是蒙神的呼召的，我们有没有 take it serious? 我们有没有觉得这个是一个很重要的一个 calling? The calling we see in Ephesians is not only for a few, but for each one. 因为很清楚在这里你看见第四章第七节呢，这个呼召不是给特别的人，是给全部的人。为什么我这样说？因为在第四章第七节 I say it's for everyone because it says here in chapter 4 verse 7 He has given each one of us a special gift 每一个人都得到每一个人都得到这个能力来服侍来听神的蒙召 So it's for everyone And Ephesians was written as a circular letter 以弗所书这本书是给很多教会看的不只是给以弗所书的他们看完就传到别的教会 So it's read by a lot of churches And it's supposed to bring unity 应该把教会联合起来 So I really believe that the worst testimony a church can have Is to be split up and not to have unity 一个最不好的见证在教会里面就是因为神这样的呼召要我们从神的爱能够连接起来但是许多的教会因为不能够妥协就有分裂 So it's true although I'm not accusing any one of us it's a bad testimony to the non-believers when churches keep splitting up and starting new ones 这个是一个很可惜的事情因为这个蒙召很清楚是为了 unity 等一下我们会看见 We can see very clearly that what God talks about calling has everything to do with being united and nothing to do with being split up So if we are true to our calling we should have love and unity 如果我们真的是按照神的呼召我们是应该有一个同样的同心同行的有爱的但是我们可以学习 We can learn 我们可以学习这个所以我们回到去呢因为我从第四章开始呢我们要去看第一第二第三章短短的去有一个 review because I've been starting in chapter 4 I want us to also go back a little bit and look at chapter 1, 2 and 3 and see what it says God is the one who calls us 上帝是呼召我们的人所以你看见这个第一章第五节到六节 You can see in Ephesians chapter 1 How many times it says God I can't highlight because I can't really read those words But God adopts us He wanted to give himself great pleasure We praise God because of his glorious grace He has poured out unto us All of this shows us that it's God is the initiator 这个给我们看见很清楚呢从头到尾呢是上帝的作为他是那个开始的人他来蒙召我们是从他来的不是从别人来的 So it is to respond by being loving and united 一个基督徒唯一的呢上一次我说过神要我们做什么要学习主耶稣 Last time I said what does God want? God wants us to be like his son Jesus Christ What does that entail? 那是包括什么有爱心跟有一个同心的一起走 So we have to have love and unity 以弗所书第一章第十三节这样说 God is the one who planned and initiated 他主动的给我们救恩这里看见再一次讲到上帝跟圣灵这里没有讲到上帝但是英文有 good news that God saves you so God is the initiator 神是主动的如果我们了解这一点我们要对谁负责是对神不是对人 we're responsible to God God's love through Jesus and the Holy Spirit 所以神的爱是透过三位一体的神圣父圣子圣灵以弗所书给我们很清楚看见哦So God calls us because of his love. You can see that it's due to his love. By his grace, it is a gift. Gift represents love. Ephesians tells us very clearly it's a gift. 以弗所书给我们看见不是像一般的宗教是我们可以行善才能够得到这个福气得到这个祝福 Christianity is different from all religions I dare say because Christianity is the only thing only religion that tells us to respond not to earn 基督教是要我们回应不是要我们赚来的每一个宗教都是你能够赚到那个恩典的 In every other religion we have to earn something and people like to earn something because we feel that if you don't pay for something, it's not worth it, right? But last week I said it is free, but it is not cheap. 上个礼拜我说是免费，但是不代表是便宜的哈。 It's not cheap, 不便宜，因为神已经付了这个代价。 So we all think that if we pay something, then it's worth something. That's why when you go to the gym, what did they tell you? No pain, no gain. 你不付起代价，你不会得到任何的好处。所以 anything 你得到是免费的，你觉得这个没有什么价值。神很清楚，it's a gift, it is free, but it cost him a lot. We have to respond. 我们要回应的。所以第二章第八节这样说。那第二章第十节也是讲多一句话。So we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. 不要误会哦。 那个good things这个行善呢 不是为了赚这个行善，我说过了，是为了回应。 如果真正的因为真的感觉到神的爱， 我们去行善呢， 那是神要的。 Because it's a true response of gratitude. If you do it out of compunction, out of requirement, it's not worth anything to God. 如果你做了是为了你要赚他的祝福呢， 神不接纳， 因为我们不能够得到这样的一个祝福。 So we'll pray that we will understand what has called us to do. 我们要祷告，认识真正的清楚。今天我们纪念神，是因为我们免费的得到，但是是很贵重的一个礼物。So what we get is free, but it is priceless. It's without cost to us, but a high cost to God. Ephesians has only six chapters. The first three chapters very clearly tell us what God gave us. And the last three chapters, 4, 5, and 6, tells us what we could do in response. 头三章告诉我们呢，神给我们什么。 另外一半是四五六章呢，就告诉我们应该怎么样回应。这个是圣经的说法。 This is according to the Bible, what we receive and how we respond. But it is totally our choice. 但是是完全我们可以选择的。 I think of myself not wanting to make the choice. 我自己想到很多很多年来一直听这些讲道，一直听我父亲讲，在教会讲。 For years and years and years, I heard this truth. It is not something new to me, but I refuse to accept and refuse to respond. 但是我不愿意接受，我不愿意回应，我觉得对我没有相干，我过得很好。其实我是骗自己，我没有过得好。I thought I had a good life, but I was lying to myself. So I refuse to accept. So the first three chapters makes it very clear to both Gentiles and Jews, to everyone who believes, becomes God's children, and both are part of the same body. 同样的身体就是一个联合。 You know, I think in this church we have a unique opportunity. 在我们的福音教会有一个很特别的地方是什么呢？ 我们有两个教会在这里，总共有三个。 We have three churches here. And some brothers have told me that some of us Chinese are so reserved, we don't greet other people when we run into them. 有弟兄们已经跟我说过，我们中国人这么保守，有时候看见外国人，本来我们都不应该叫他们是外国人，我们才是外国人。但是我说看见那些外国人们没有话知道要怎么样讲。 We say those foreigners, 外国人, but we are the real 外国人, right, Joe? You are not the 外国人, we are. So those are the Americans, and we are the ones that came, but we feel so uptight sometimes. I see that in the old church, and this is not a criticism, this is just a reminder. In the old church at Canyon Creek, all the people in the Adventist church and warehouse church at that time would greet us, but few of us ever returned the greeting.
很多时候他们对我们打招呼，但是我们害羞到不知道要讲什么。
我们亲自看过，希望我们现在来到这个地方，以后我们搬在更近，我们可以真正的有这个联合。We truly seek that unity because I talked to Pastor Ed and Pastor Charlie, 这两个牧师在这里，一个是讲西班牙文，也是很顺利讲英文的，一个是英文部的牧师，他都要跟我们一起能够有很好的 communication. He wants to have good communication with us. I think not many churches have that chance to be under the same roof with three churches, but this is how we can show and live out the calling. 这个是我们能够得到神的蒙召，真的活出来。Truly a special opportunity. You won't find many churches at the same time having three services. 我们不会找到很多教会有这个情况的哦。所以你看，在第一章的最后呢，他再一次告诉我们，因为是经过主耶稣基督，我们被 adopt。英文中文也没有 adopt， 但是有说经过主耶稣基督 ，Jesus is our common ground。耶稣基督不管在什么语言里面，都是我们的最重要的一个 share 的一个同样的地方。所以呢，今天你们要看啊，第一章到第三章是讲到一个基督徒的地位。First three chapters talks about our position very clearly. If you go back to read 1 to 3, 如果你回去看第一章、第三章呢，到第三章，很清楚看见我们有一个很特别的地位在主里面。第四到第六就完了。另外一半 ，the fourth to the sixth chapter tells us how to live it out. So it is position and practice. If you break it down like that, Ephesians is very clear. 如果你这样把它分析呢，以弗所书是非常清楚的一个信息。好、oh. ，So 我们说我们要配得上我们所蒙的护照。So I change that to be worthy of your calling, to be worthy of our calling. 这里是中文，但是我看见这两个，一个是 Aristotle， 一个是 Viktor Frankl. But I put two quotes for you to study because those are diametrically opposed to what Christianity says. If you look at what it says here, Aristotle, a very wise philosopher, right? What he says, the aim of the wise is not to secure pleasure but to avoid pain. 多可惜 ，Aristotle 说一个有智慧的人呢。是不只是要寻求舒服，要逃避痛苦，这样的人生有意思吗？ He said that our main aim in life for the wise is not only to get pleasure but to avoid pain. Pain-free life is what we talk about. 没有痛苦的人生。 We want a pain-free life. 我们不要痛。 We have all kinds of medicine to help us get rid of pain. 很多很多不同样的药物是给我们能够除掉痛苦。So the biggest crisis in medicine today is what? The opioid crisis. 是那些止痛药现在变成一个毒品，很多人不能停，一吃了之后太舒服了。But Frankl was in a Nazi camp, and he was a psychiatrist. When he came out, his wife had passed away. 这个 Frankl 是一个很有名的，他写过一本书叫做《The Search for Meaning》，Man's Search for Meaning。他写了一本书叫做《人生寻求的意义》。他讲的呢，跟上面的有进步。What he says is an improvement on Aristotle. He says man's main concern is not to gain pleasure or to avoid pain, but rather to see meaning in his life. 要有意义 ，and that is where the calling comes in. 那个意义从哪里来呢？如果你和我真的认识到神的蒙召呢？我们的人生具有意义，不是说你要 give up 你的 job. It doesn't mean you give up your job to have meaning. What I'm saying is that, like I said last time, you don't do different things, you do the same things differently. 上一次我讲过一个 很有意义的一个解释，神不是要我们完全改变我们所做的，但是神要我们改变我们平常做的事，用不同样的态度来做。 This is a reminder to me as well as to you.It's not that we have to do something spectacular. 神不是要我们做一些特别伟大的事情，但是他要我们做的是从心做出来不同样的态度，人就知道有神。It is how we do what we do, not exactly what we do that counts. Whether we're leading songs or leading the service or preaching or serving communion or playing the piano, anything to do, if it's from the heart, it is for God.这个 calling 是非常清楚的，在每一方面，在我们的人生都能够有这个 calling. In every area of life, we can apply this calling. It has meaning. So, the true convert does not receive the gospel as an addition to his previous life, but in exchange for it. This is said by someone called Paul Washer, who went to UT Austin and then went to Southwestern Baptist Seminary. He had a heart attack and he is still serving God faithfully overseas. This is what he said. A true convert does not receive the gospel as an addition to his previous life, but in exchange for it. Do you understand what that means? I don't know how you read that in Chinese, but you can see. OK， 真正的信徒不会用福音作为他前世的前世的补充，而是用福音交换他的生命，交换 exchange， not to do something， you know， this is based on my homemade 拼音， so it's very hard to get the sound out， but you understand， it is not for us to add the gospel to our life。神要给我们的真理不是加上我们已经有的，是改变，是交换。That's the big difference. That's the calling.交换是不一样哦，加上是很容易，很多人的信仰呢是我加这个，我加那个，我加一点圣经，我加一点祷告会，我加一点服事。神不是说你要加上，神说你要调换 ，change exchange。That's the crux of change. So calling doesn't depend on our strength. 神的呼召不是靠我们自己的能力。Our calling is first admitting that we need someone greater than us. 我们的呼召是先承认有一个神比我伟大，能够帮助我在每一方面。This is what they teach alcoholics and drug addicts in recovery groups. 在那些 self-help 的 group 呢，你去到那要解毒、解喝酒的呢，那些康复的组呢，头一件事情要学习是什么？承认我不能够帮助自己。The first thing you ever learn in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous and Cocaine Anonymous, all three of which I went to, 这三个组我都去过。头一件事情，每一个组都说，你要承认你自己不能帮助自己。First thing you have to admit, you cannot help yourself. That is so opposed to our culture. 这个是完全相反的。我们都要自己帮到自己的。Everyone in this country pride themselves in helping themselves. If you go to someone else for help, you are considered weak. 如果你去找别人帮助你，你会被人笑说你这么软弱。But actually, it takes a person of strength to go for help.即使有力量的人，有智慧的人，才会去找帮助。So gospel is not addition but exchange. 福音不是补充，而且是但是是一个交换，要改。It takes courage to let others see our weakness. 我们需要能够有这个自信，才能够来到神的面前说：“主啊，你帮助我。” Help me, Lord.I call that a very counterintuitive truth. I like this word. I don't know how to say it in Chinese, but counterintuition means it is not something you normally expect. 这个字我喜欢，我不会用中文讲。你们读这个字是不是对的？啊，这个 Google 没有错哦。OK， 这个是怎么样讲？这个OK， 以后我再学这个。就是你的思想觉得这个不正常的，但是基督教很多时候都是一个 counterintuitive truth. Christianity is very counterintuitive in that Jesus says, if you want your life, you have to give it up. If you want to be a leader, you have to serve. 所以主耶稣讲的那个是非常好像相反的，但是还是真理来的。你要保持你的生命，你要先牺牲；你要做一个带领的，你要先服侍。Nobody really likes to hear that. 但是主耶稣是有力量的神，所以他能够跪下来为门徒洗脚。It takes a person of great strength to be able to do what Jesus did, because he came to serve. 只有主耶稣能够做这个。但是你看，连彼得都完全误会，彼得不给他洗。As usual, Peter shut his mouth off, and I love the way Peter said it. He says, Lord, don't wash me, I don't deserve it. 他说，主啊，不能够帮我洗脚，我不配。那主耶稣说，如果你不给我洗，你就跟我没有分。And Jesus says, if you don't let me wash your feet, you'll have no part with me. Then Peter says, wash me completely. And Peter to go opposite, he says, wash me, drown me, pour water all over me. Peter to go all the way.所以主耶稣说 ，Only your feet need to be washed. 只有你的脚需要，因为你的脚才是脏的，在那个时代。So a lot of these things are counterintuitive. 很多这个基督教给我们看见是，我们如果不是慢慢思想，就觉得是很怪。但是思想之后就知道，神的智慧是无穷。The more you sense God's wisdom, the more strength you get. I'm not saying that I live a happy and a successful life every day. 我不是说我天天过一个很平静、很快乐、很平安的。It doesn't mean that because I know this, I live a happy life. There's no true happiness on earth. 在地上永远都不会完全喜乐。 但是你有这个，你可以跌倒再上来。The difference about this is that when you fall, you can rise up again. How many times have you fallen and are able to rise up again? Because Jesus rose again, which is what we are remembering today. 因为主的复活，我们跌倒还可以起来，这个是重点。所以主耶稣跪下来给我们看见一个很重要的。你知道这个Ted Turner 是谁吗 ？Ted Turner 是那个 CNN 的 founder。You know, Ted Turner is the founder of CNN. What was the famous thing he said about religion? He said, religion is for losers.
他说，宗教是给那些不能够成就的，那些 loser, 会失败的人才需要宗教。但是现在最近十年前
but in 2008, 10 years ago,He poured in $200 million together with the Lutheran Church and the Methodist Church.
十年前，他奉献了200万。
I don't know how you say 200 million.
两千万是吗
？200 million, 两千万。
Wow, 两亿，两亿不是 two billion 吗 ？OK,
OK. 200 million he poured into the Lutheran and Methodist Church.
他奉献了两亿在那个路德教会，就是信义会跟卫理公会，跟他们一起去到非洲来挑战这个 malaria. 他要医这些Bill Gates 也是很看重这个 malaria. 我不知道怎么样讲 malaria 这个病。啊，你们知道就好了。所以他奉献了这么多钱，最后呢，有人说，那以前不是很讨厌教会吗
？They said, didn't you used to laugh at people who go to church? Why are you doing this now? He says, I want to go to heaven.
他说我要回天堂。
But that's because he thinks that by doing good, he can go to heaven. It is not how you go to heaven unless you accept Jesus Christ.
他以为做这些事他可以买票去天堂，也是完全错的。所以他讲这句话。
So he said this, the religious community is so huge and has a very good reputation for mobilizing resources. Why not use them and be thankful?
他说为什么这些基督教的人这么会使用他们的 resource 来帮助别人，我们也应该参加。但是他死都不愿意承认主耶稣
，But he still will not accept Christ. He said that his wife became a Christian.
他说他的妻子成为基督徒 ，Jane Fonda。有人说，但是我不太相信他真的变成基督徒，因为他也是有很多的怪思想。
She is full of unbiblical claims, but she said that she became a Christian and didn't tell her husband at the time when they were still married.
他没有告诉 Ted Turner。因为他怕 Ted Turner 很会讲话，会把他挡住，不给他去教会。
She was afraid that Ted Turner, because he was so mean and such a good speaker, he would dissuade her from becoming a Christian. So I don't know how much of this is true, but I do know that Ted Turner is changing a little bit. He's mellowing out.
Ted Turner 有改变一点，不是完全改，但是我们还是要赞美神。一个人能够靠近一点，已经算不错了。
He's already coming closer.Right, he's coming closer to that. And you know why he hated God so much?
为什么他这么恨神呢
Because he said he used to come home after school and pray 1 hour every day for his sister.
他天天回到家，从学校花一个小时祷告，为他的妹妹，12岁有 lupus 死了。
Lupus 就是那个病，是攻击自己的免疫系统。
Lupus is something that turns on you and attacks your own body.
Okay, so you know what lupus is.
So, 他祷告，因为他的妹妹有 lupus 很多年，但是十二岁就过世。之后，他的爸爸53岁，也是把枪放在口里面就自杀。
And his father, who was a Christian, also committed suicide because of the daughter. So he turned away from God.
这个是很可怜他，因为他求神，他没有得到神的应许给他能够医治他的女儿。
This is a very difficult truth, and I don't say this lightly.
这个是困难的一个真理，我不是轻轻的讲。一个人这样经过这样，我差不多能够明白他为什么不能相信神。
I almost can understand why he hates God. I feel sorry for him.He's given so much money away.
他给了这么多钱，但是他从来不能亲近神。他觉得神不听祷告。
Because he believes that God doesn't hear prayers. Do we believe that? God hears prayers. God doesn't always tell us yes. That's all.
神都是听我们的祷告。我们来到这个教会，有多少人是有病，有严重的病，有经过化疗，有经过电疗。 How many people here I know of has already gone through chemo, including my own wife, and radiation? Can we say that God doesn't hear prayers? 我们是不是说神不听呢？ This is not an easy message to preach. 这个不是一个容易的道理来讲，但是许多人在地上是受苦。How many people suffer on earth, but we still have a calling. Our calling is to go to heaven one day, and that this is a short term. 我们真正的呼召是总有一天回到天家。我为我的母亲跟父亲求神带他们回天家，神没有带。For many years I prayed that God would take my father home, but he lived till he was 99, and most of that time he was in pain.很多最后我爸爸活到99岁那几年都是很痛苦。 To him it's especially painful because he was a very active person. 他是一个很活泼的一个传道人，所以他不能动，他在床上很辛苦。 But I never once blamed God because I told God, no matter what you do, I will pray and I will accept. 我们要有这样的祷告，不管我们怎么样求，如果神没有给，我们还相信他，好不好？This is really the way that we receive the calling. Thank you for saying yes, Yisao. You're the only one. No problem, she says, okay. But that's what we want to learn, brothers and sisters. Because we're not preaching a prosperity gospel. We're not preaching Joel Osteen and say, if you believe, you'll be rich. Many people believe and they're not rich.很多人相信，但是不会富有的。我们的富有是在天上。Our wealth is in heaven. On earth, we still have many things to be thankful for. 在地上还是有很多很多的感恩。I don't want to just raise up anyone. 我不要只是夸口任何的人。But you know that we have seminary student here. 我们知道有神学生在这里。He left his home to come to study. Why? 他离开他舒服的家来到这边装备自己。It's the same because we find the truth. 我们都找到这个真理是有价值的，能够靠的。We can depend on this truth. God has called us all to different things, but we all have to be faithful. 我们都要忠心的。在这个教会，我们要学习这个。不管我们的教会多大多小， It doesn't matter how big or how small we are. The main thing that I shared with the deacons at the last meeting, 最主要的我跟执事们分享的，不管教会大或者小，都有同样三个事情要做的。A big church and a small church have three things in common. I told you the three E's. 那三个 E, 一定要敬拜，一定要彼此建造，一定要传福音。大小教会都能够做的。At a big church or a small church, you still have to know how to worship, you still have to be kind and loving to each other, and you have to reach out. If we reach that goal, we have fulfilled our purpose. 如果我们达到这个目的，我们已经满足了神的心。So, how well do we know God's word? If we don't know God's word, who are we worshiping? 在家我们有没有真正的花时间看圣经？如果你没有看圣经，你是骗自己。你怎么样敬拜神？你不认识神，你怎么样敬拜？ If you don't really increase your knowledge of God on a week-to-week basis, who do you worship? 真的是要需要知道这个。以弗所书第二章第十节，我们是神的杰作，在这里有讲，中文有说杰作，英文说 We are God's masterpiece. He created us new.Not adding, but exchanging. 他给我们一个新的生命，不是补充，但是是改变，是交换。So that we can do things, do good things. 这个是他的计划，我们要行善，但是不是为了赚他的恩典，是为了回应他的恩典。It is God's plan, it is His calling, 是他的呼召。So, the key to Christian life.The key to Christian life is not living for Christ. I know it's shocking to say that. It is letting Christ live through us. 很多时候我们说要为基督来活。A true Christian life is not only living for Christ, but letting Christ live through us. I'm far from that, but I'm trying, and I know you are. 我是离得很远，但是我要继续的努力，你们也是需要继续的努力。不是说我们要为他活，你怎么为他活？除非你能够给他的生命从我们里面活出来。 Unless you can let people see that Jesus is living through me, there's no point in trying to live for him. You can't do it unless he's living through you. Many of us are doing that, I can see, and I'm encouraged. 很多人在这里已经这样做，我是得到很大的帮助，我相信。But there are still many people who have a ways to go. 还是有一些人还没有到那个地方，他们只是可以说我为基督活，我为基督活，但是看不见基督在他里面。 Many people will just say very blithely and lightly, I want to live for Christ. We all do. But if Christ isn't living through you, that's just words. 除非真的是从我们的心活出来呢，我们只是在讲的。 So 下一句话也要记得，Next one to remember, Jesus isn't looking for you to be like other Christians. A lot of times we compare. 主耶稣基督不是要我们像别的基督徒。很多时候我们说，哦，某某人是一个好基督徒，他很有爱心。We always say that such and such person is a good Christian, is a long-term, good, faithful follower of Jesus. Do you think that's what Jesus wants? 你觉得这个是主耶稣要的吗？一直跟别的基督徒比较，他是什么好的基督徒？当然有好的基督徒，有不这么好基督徒。但是重要的不是学基督徒，是学基督。The main point is not to be like other Christians. That may be easier to do, but to be like Jesus, that's the hard part. It goes right back to what I preached a few weeks ago. 还是回到我讲过好几次，上帝最喜悦的是什么？我们学习做好像他的儿子。Truly, truly, truly, God is happiest when our goal is to be like His Son. Difficult as it is, we can try. We cannot reach perfection. 我们不能达到完全，但是最少我们朝对的方向。Okay? 所以这里这样说 ，imitate God， 要学习哈。Imitate God, follow the example of Christ. Have a pleasing aroma， 有这个香味。不是靠香水哈 ，you have that aroma, not based on your perfume and your cologne, but from the smell, from the good fragrance of Christ. So, there is an old movie I want to show you 1.5 minutes. You will never expect this scene from the movie. 有一个很老的影片叫做 Jaws， 谁看过？OK， 很老了哦，有看过都是非常老的人。OK， 这个我看过很多次。OK， I've seen several times.There is one part in this movie you will never expect. 有一个短短的一个地方在这个电影里面，你不会感觉到会有这样的一个地方。你看这个，我给你看，只有一分半钟。你看，看了之后我解释给你为什么要你看。想为什么要看这个
Why did I show this? Because the son is imitating the father.
因为那个儿子在学他的爸爸，每一个动作他都学。刚才那个经文说我们要学 imitate God.
出去就不能回来。刚才有的阿鹏，你知道怎么样吗？这里有一二三四个，
So, 刚才那个是很可爱，因为那个爸爸是那个警察，他一直跟那个鲨鱼，很多很多人被那个鲨鱼吃了，他很烦，他是回到家，他充满了他的苦恼在脑海里面。He was very stressed out, he went home, then he realized that everything he was doing, his son was copying. 他就知道他每一个动作他的儿子在跟着他做。所以这个是给我们看见有爱在当中你会学习，连那个爸爸说给我一个 kiss， the father says I need a kiss， and the boy says why， 那个儿子说为什么，爸爸说我需要。 The father gets as much from our love as we get from his。 我们看见这里有个很美的一个图片，那个父亲得到的跟他的儿子得到的是一样的安慰。神是这么爱我们，我看见这个地方就提醒我们，上帝不是需要我们的爱，但是我们的爱给他很多的喜乐。 God doesn't truly need any love or any more glory, does he? But when we give him our love, when we glorify him, he is pleased, just like the father says, I need a kiss. And the son gave him the kiss, because the son wants to be like the father. You never think that in a movie with all the blood and all that, you would see this one little portion of it that has such depth. 你不会想到这是很乱的，很多流血的、鲨鱼的这个影片，这个 Jaws， 突然间有这个这么特别的，就是在患难中 ，even in the midst of trouble, we need that connection. We need that connection, especially when we have that trouble.弟兄姐妹们，不要忘记，我们特别需要的时候是我们软弱有烦恼的时候，我们晚上睡不着，我们有很多事情回想，我们后悔的，我们做噩梦的，我们讲错话的，我们得罪人的，得罪神的。 We have offended people, we offend God, we regret the things that we say and do during the day. We close our eyes but we cannot sleep. 闭起眼睛来不能睡。你只要知道有一个天父要我们学习他。 We have a father who tells us to imitate him and to love him the way he loves us. That is important. Are we worthy of the calling? So, very quickly, you've already read this. 快快的看，刚才已经读过，这里有好几点很重要的，谦卑、柔和、忍耐、彼此接纳，大家的错的地方、不好的地方，因为有爱，用每一个方式来帮助我们，来能够跟圣灵同行，同样的黏在一起，因为我们有平安。我们在一起的时候就有平安，因为只有一个身体。刚才你要看多少次 ？One body, one spirit, one glorious hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, all, all, all.这几个经文很特别，很多 one， 很多 all one。 以弗所书第四章的最重要的呢， we are all one。 The most beautiful message in Ephesians 4 today that I want to leave with you are these two words, all one. That's the calling. May we live that. May we live that as we share the Lord's table. And I want to tell you this story.There was a man, a missionary traveling in Korea. 有一个美国的宣教去到韩国。He could not speak Korean. 他不能够讲韩语。所以这个 language, 这个语言变成他的拦阻，他很难交通。他就坐火车。He was on a train, and the language was a huge barrier. An old man came onto the train. 有一个老的韩国人上了这个火车。那这个韩国人就开始跟他讲韩语。 And the Korean man started speaking Korean to the old American missionary. The missionary used the few Korean words he knew. 这个宣教只是懂得几个韩国的字，其中三个字他知道是 I don't understand. 他
他知道怎样说，我不明白在韩文。过了几分钟，那个老人家，那个韩国人又在 try 跟他讲话。
After a little while, the Korean tried to communicate with him again, but the missionary said again, "I don't understand."
那个美国的宣教再一次用韩文说 "I don't understand." 那第三次，这个 Korean 就用第三个问题来问他。在中间，他讲到耶稣。
In the middle of the third question, he said Yesu, and immediately the missionary knew that Yesu means Jesus.
他就明白那个耶稣一定是讲到耶稣，所以他们两个就笑起来。那个老人家就把他的圣经翻开
，and the old man opened up his Bible, and he pointed to a passage in the Bible.
他就指了一个经文在韩国圣经里面。那个宣教就看他的圣经，看是第几本。第几章
？So he counted on the Korean Bible, what book and what chapter? It turned out to be Mark 3:35, the third chapter in the New Testament, the second book in the New Testament, the third chapter. Mark 3:35. Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
那个韩国人就指了这个第二本书马太马可第三章第三十五节有个那个号码。那个美国人就读他的圣经
Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister
那个美国人就要想我怎么样可能 给他回答他就找第十九个书在那个韩国人的圣经第十九本书是什么是诗篇
He turned to the 19th book in the Old Testament in the Korean Bible which is Psalms He turned to chapter 133
他就翻到133章他就指第一节给那个人看
How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony
他们两个看见这两个经文呢就一直翻圣经，整条路在火车就一直翻圣经，不懂的英文，不懂的英文，不懂的韩文。
They didn't know English, they didn't know Korean, but they could point to the Bible by counting chapters and books.
他们能够算多少本书，多少个经文就指出来。他们用这个来 communicate， 他们用这个方法。
They communicated by sharing different verses, and they spoke through the Bible.
他们用圣经来讲。所以我今天讲到呢就是我们为什么觉得有时候跟外国人或者我们不叫他外国跟白人跟我们有不同样呢
Why do we sometimes feel like with white people we have a distance There should be no gap between Christians Red and yellow, black or white as the song says
红的黑的黄的白的都是一样这两个 brother 这两个弟兄呢真正的明白他们的 calling
They truly understood the calling is to be one in Christ and language is not a barrier
Let us prepare for communion by having the song 我们现在准备手伸唱